Hello, welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show, where we'll be discussing leadership, business, and human potential, inspiring you to live rich from the inside out. Unlock your creativity, stretch out of your comfort zone, break through your barriers, take inspired action, and achieve epic results. Now, here's your host, two-time best-selling author, speaker, and certified executive coach, Deborah Kosowski.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 77, Fighting Negativity. See, if you catch yourself complaining in either speech or thought about a situation you find yourself in, what other people do or say, your surroundings, your life situation, even the weather, to complain is always non-acceptance of what is. It invariably carries an unconscious negative charge. When you complain, you make yourself into a victim. When you speak out, you are in power. So change the situation by taking action or by speaking out if necessary or possible. Leave the situation or accept it. All else is madness. By Eckhart Tolle from the book The Power of Now, A Guide to Spiritual Enlightenment. Really thinking about when you may catch yourself complaining, that you automatically put yourself into that victim mindset. We have all encountered people who have the glass half full viewpoint, the optimist, and then there's those who have the glass half empty viewpoint, the pessimist. Which one are you? Do you know that we have 50,000 to 70,000 thoughts a day? And 98% of those thoughts that you had were the same thoughts you had the day before? 80% of those thoughts are negative. I know, it sounds crazy, but most of our thoughts are not conscious thoughts. You have not brought them to your attention. When you do bring those thoughts to your attention, you have a choice whether you're going to respond or not respond to them. If you focus or put your attention on a thought, you are giving it energy and empowering that thought, even if that thought could be wrong. Don't believe everything you think without questioning it. Your imagination can run away from itself, thinking often the worst of a situation rather than the best. To fight negativity, you must start with dealing with negativity within. Defeat that negativity within. Start by paying attention to what your inner voice is saying in any given situation. Is it empowering you or shaming you? You cannot think a negative thought and a positive thought at the same time. When you think a negative thought, identify the thought and challenge your thought by questioning any assumptions you may be making. Surely you have never made an assumption that was wrong before. I know. I have to know that I'm not the only one. Remember, thought only has meaning what we give it. So if you do not like the thought you're thinking, think a different thought, or don't give any meaning or attention to it. Shift your energy by reframing the thought positively. Reframing will help change your perspective on some of the limiting beliefs that you may be having. For example, I am not good enough to be chosen for the promotion. Is this thought true? How do you know? And what do you want to be thinking? Well, if we were to reframe it, we would want to say, I am good enough to be chosen for the promotion. Feel the energy shift? Wherever you focus your time and attention to, you will get more of. What are some of the self-limiting beliefs that you are having? Write out what your self-limiting beliefs are. Challenge the assumptions that you may be making. Reframe that thought to an empowering thought. What do you want to be thinking? Consider capturing your thoughts by writing them down in a journal or reframing them. Stop exposing yourself to negativity. Steer clear from watching the news first thing in the morning or right before you go to bed. There is a lot of negative news going on in the world that can really affect your mood and mindset. What kind of movies or books do you read? What are you feeding your mind with? I am hoping that you are entertaining yourself, inspiring yourself, and educating yourself to be the best you can be. Develop an attitude of gratitude. Start and end your day in gratitude. Gratitude is about being thankful and appreciative for something tangible or intangible and how it impacts our lives. What are you grateful for? Positive psychology research shows that people who are grateful tend to be happier. Tell people in your life that you are grateful for them in your life and send them a thank you card. Too busy to write? Even though I still suggest you send a card, you may choose to thank them mentally. How about those negative relationships, those toxic people? You know them. Your back goes up as soon as you see them or hear their name. Attitudes are contagious. Be careful who you surround yourself with. Ensure that you are spending time with positive people who encourage and support you. One of the greatest lessons I have learned is to not take other people's negativity personally. Their reaction to things is about what's going on for them in their mind and their life, and often it has very little to do with you. A toxic person is someone who makes a person feel bad about themselves by talking down to them, criticizing them, or belittling them. They may tell you that you can't do things or you're not good enough or talented to be successful. Do you know where that is coming from? It comes from their own fears of you succeeding. And even the fact that they are not or did not go after their own goals. Gandhi once said, "I will not let anyone walk through my mind with dirty feet." You get to choose whether you are going to respond or react. Sometimes the toxic people may be people that you're related to. Often the best thing to do in these cases is to change the subject of the conversation or set boundaries by expressing what you're willing to talk about and what you're not willing to talk about. You are in control of letting that messaging in or keeping it out and how it impacts you. Limit your contact with toxic people. Then you can have a negative environment and you can choose to move out of that negative environment, but you have some things you can control and some things you can't. You want to focus on what you can control. So focus on solutions and the next positive step. It is easy to replay negative experiences over and over in our heads like a movie, reliving every moment. But is that what you really want? Learn to let go of the past hurts. They occurred in the past and they cannot be changed. Focus on the present. It is what you can control. Redirect the topic, take control of the situation. Keep the lines of communication open. Talk about your concerns openly and ask questions to avoid any misunderstandings. Again, your imagination can run wild if you do not ask questions to ensure that you understand things correctly. Keep the lines of communication open. It is so important. Deal with issues and concerns head on. Do not try avoiding important conversations and, just steering clear and going the opposite direction. They can fester and they can explode into much bigger problem and damage morale that you didn't really intend to happen. So you really want to deal with things as soon as you notice that they arise. And follow up with others that you work with and spend time with. It's kind of your pulse check to help you determine if everyone is getting along, if there's any concerns that you may not be aware of. By being aware, positive changes can create positive results. It's about being proactive. Be careful not to minimize the positive. Fighting negativity is a work in progress. It is too easy to fall into the trap of getting caught in negative thinking, gossiping with others, and creating a toxic environment if you do not pay attention to where your thoughts are going at any given moment. Empower yourself by thinking empowering thoughts. When you think positive, you are giving a boost to your mood, and you will take more affirmative actions to support your goals and objectives. Thank you for listening to the Millionaire Woman Show, this fighting negativity. We got to end this. If we can just shift one mindset, imagine the ripple that spreads out from that. So if you know people who are being exposed to negative environments or toxic people, or they're even having negativity about themselves, I want to encourage you to share this podcast, because you never know whose life you can change. I also want to let you know about my new book that's coming out in September 2017. You can pre-order. It's in pre-launch now. And it is called Let's Be Curious: How to Ask the Right Questions, Get Better Answers to Make the Best Decision. Too many people are asking face value questions and not getting to the meat of the matter, getting frustrated and failing to ask more questions and wondering why they're going off track. This book was written for you to really help you dig deeper, ask those probing questions, not being afraid to ask. I give you the tips and tools and strategies to help you do just that and so much more. So again, you can go to www.letsbecurious.ca to get your copy today. We'd also like you to subscribe to our Success Secrets newsletter on my website at www.deborahkozowski.com, where you're going to get a free MP3 download, the 10 surefire strategies to power up your productivity and performance. And if some nugget of any of our podcasts have inspired you to take actions or done something that has impacted your life, please email me at deborah@deborahkozowski.com. Again, we want to thank you for listening to The Millionaire Woman Show, where we talk about leadership, business, and human potential to help live rich from the inside out. Subscribe to our show on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud. Share it with your friends. Give us a 5-star high five or write us a review. We would love to hear from you. And as Mahatma Gandhi said, go out and be the change you wish to see in the world. And my message for you is, make today great.